Hi, everyone. You know, a lot of people take this next lesson for granted. And in fact, sometimes people don't even bother about it. But I really think it's important to pay attention to the finest details, especially if you want to position yourself and be known as a top-notch player in the industry. These are the external factors that drive the audience's focus onto the stage. I call this controlling your environment using stage lighting. So why is this important? Okay, first of all, when you're on stage, of course you need to be seen clearly, that's obvious. And it's great if the stage is really lit well. This will give you impact, presence, and a larger-than-life feel. And also, it adds a lot of atmosphere to the venue, and it sets a nice mood for the audience. When the room lighting is dimmer and the stage lighting brighter, then that's where focus comes in. People focus on the stage. People's eyes follow where it's brighter naturally. Now, some clients have big budgets and they even go all out with high impact, special effects lighting, which can be absolutely amazing and it's really impressive to the audience. So if you get that, you're really lucky. They may even provide a follow spot, which is a spotlight that follows you wherever you walk through the audience. But for clients where the budget is limited, lighting is definitely not a priority, and you will be lucky if you even get spotlights. Now, if your event is in a hotel ballroom, most hotels will have spotlights. However, many times they're not actually pointed at the stage. You're going to have to ask them to do that. And also, don't just assume that the hotel will even put the spotlights on for you at all. Many times we've had to ask the hotel very nicely, can you please, please put the spotlights pointing toward the stage, please, pretty please. Some managers are very accommodating, but others will be reluctant to even bother. They're already busy doing their own setup, and also the client may not be paying for this equipment. But if you're lucky, they'll do their best to help you out. That's why I recommend being really, really nice to these people. Also, don't assume the event company will organize this for you either. They've got lots of last-minute things to do, and many of them often don't understand the importance or even the impact that good lighting can make. This is another one of the reasons we like to arrive early at events. We want to get things like sound and lighting organized to the best of our ability. But I've actually seen MCs ask that the spotlight be turned off because it's too glaring. Okay, to me, this is not thinking from the audience's point of view. This is only thinking of comfort for yourself. And guys, we're not on stage to be comfortable. We are on stage as MCs to bring the best event and experiences possible for the audience. Sometimes the event companies want to keep the lights to a minimum because there's a live feed and the stage activities are being projected up on screens. However, in this case, I still ask them to find the best balance in lighting and making the stage as bright as possible in contrast to the room. Okay, sometimes, unfortunately, there really are no spotlights available at all, in which case, hopefully the sound supplier has some portable ones that can be set up on stage. If you're being booked by an event company, it would be a good idea to check into this before the actual event day. Now, if there really is absolutely nothing in the way of stage lighting, then you're going to have to do your best in adjusting the house lights. Some hotels have got tiered lighting dimmer controllers, which control the intensity in different parts of the ballroom. In this case, you can ask the hotel AV technician to make the back of the room dimmer and the front where the stage is brighter. At least there'll be some focus on you on stage. You can check with the event companies whether any of these specialized lightings are being used. LED lights, follow spotlights, parkans, moving heads, floodlights, etc. Because you want the stage to be bright and the ballroom to be warm. But again, as I said earlier, this of course depends on the budget from the client for the night. Now here's a hot tip, guys. If you plan to do a mass dance finale, ask the event company or the hotel team to bring down the house lights as much as possible. Keep the stage lights on and ask everyone to come toward the stage, to gather around the stage. Why? Because this creates an environment for dancing time, and people are not going to get self-conscious when the lights are dimmer. Now, key points. Key point number one. The environment does play an important part on an event. Key point number two, effective lighting brings focus to the stage. And key point number three, the right ambiance and mood can be achieved with good lighting. So your action steps for this module, action step number one, check with the event company if any lighting is going to be provided. If not, action step number two, make sure you go to the venue early, check out what's available, and make the most of it. Action step number three, talk to the AV technician in the hotel to create the best atmosphere. And remember, if the spotlights are not turned onto the stage, please ask them to direct the spotlights toward the stage. And action step number four, if you're having a mass dance, turn down the house lights so that the audience will not be self-conscious for dancing time. Once again, guys, let's work hard to build your business so you're going to make more money and live your dreams. So go light up your life, guys. I'll see you soon.